You've got mail.
1-800-POP-GOSS. What's up, everybody? It's Mikey, and this is 1-800-HOT-GOSS. Happy Friday. Happy Hot Goss Friday. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. Now, if you haven't noticed over the past 15 seconds that I've been talking, it's just me this week, but have no fear. Lexi has been busy working. It's been a pretty busy week for me as well. But Goss Pass, we could not keep you without a week of Goss. So here's what we're going to do this week. Over the course of the past 2 months, Lexi and I have covered so much goss that it hasn't all made it into our podcast. We've cut segments, we've removed things out of the episode just because we could have hours and hours of goss every week. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to pull a few segments out of the vaults and give you guys some unreleased content. So I'm here just to introduce a couple of segments, and then we're gonna let the history take it from there. We're gonna talk about Khloe Kardashian wiping her photo off the internet, because, I mean, yeah. And then we are going to give you our deep dive into the college admissions scandal. So I hope you like this goss straight out of the vault, and I'll see you when it's over. Wow, what a mother effing week we have so far, Lexi. Okay, so today we got a deep dive. We're gonna skirt the issue, but I don't even know. We don't even really need to skirt this issue because it's pretty black and white. Well, it's not that dramatic, you know.
Like, I don't know how to skirt it. Yeah, I think we just face it head on.
Everybody agrees. Yeah, we're gonna face this head on. We're gonna do the issue.
We're gonna do the damn thing.
We're gonna do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we gotta talk about Ms. Khloe Kardashian and this picture that she has been trying to wipe from the internet. So let's recap what's going on here.
Please.
So someone found, I actually don't know, I think an assistant accidentally posted a photo of Khloe Kardashian from 20 surgeries ago.
Oh, it was from surgeries ago? It wasn't recent? No, it has to be recent.
Look at that photo.
No, look at her phone. That Apple iPhone is a new phone. That was recent.
I don't know. Well, her nose is not recent.
Well, I think that's because she edits her nose and everything, or she has makeup on to contour it.
I don't know. Okay, well,
I think what happened is this photo leaked on Snapchat, and it wasn't edited. It's definitely more recent because she has the mark after true, like you can see it on her stomach.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's had the baby already. And also her phone. Look at her phone. It has the three lenses. True. So was recent. I mean, Jesus, who needs the CIA when we're on the scene? I think that this is wild, and I don't know.
So it must have been within the last 3 years then-ish.
Babe, I think it was like recently.
Okay, so maybe within the last year. I don't know. Khloe, give us a call. Don't give us a call. She can't know that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
We're going to get sued, apparently.
We're going to get swiped from the PR list.
So this picture has been making the rounds, and Khloe Kardashian and her legal team, including allegedly Ms. Lawyer Kim, have been reaching out to anybody that's posted the picture saying, you don't own this photo, you need to take it down immediately, or further action will be required, cease and desist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So obviously nobody wants to go up against the Kardashians.
Wait, did she hire her sister Kim as the attorney?
I heard that Kim was dealing with certain people, and then the rest of her legal team was like dealing with other people. Okay. Like, I don't think Kim Kardashian was literally emailing Reddit users.
Yeah, that's true. She's dealing with the death row people. Okay, so what are your thoughts? When you see this photo, the first time you look at this photo, what do you think?
the first time I saw this photo, I thought it was from like 10 years ago, first of all.
Okay, true.
So I was like, 10 years ago, the photos we were posting 10 years ago look like this as well.
Yes. I also think my first thought when I saw this photo was like, oh, she just doesn't have a tan. Because having a tan changes everything. And in this photo, she looks very light skin. Like she looks like her regular skin tone, not
that's true.
Not suntanned or spray tanned. And normally they're always spray tanned or glittered or shimmered or whatever. So like this very much just looks like any girl who hasn't done any tanning at a bad or angle.
Any FaceTime.
Exactly. FaceTime. Exactly. I didn't think it looked
I think it looks great.
It looks first of all, so she looks great. Natural. It's just normal.
It looks natural. And of course, she drew way more attention to herself by trying to take it off the internet.
Exactly.
Than it would have been if she had just left it on the internet.
Right.
Because now everybody's searching for it. Now everybody wants to see it. Now we're covering it, you know, the most important news source in America.
If it hits here, yeah, look out.
So it's like, why couldn't you have just let it go? Also, Miss Chloe, why couldn't you have spun this in a
positive way?
In a positive way. It makes you look so bad.
Right.
Trying to take a natural picture of yourself off the internet because this feeds into like a way bigger problem.
Right.
Of girls being insecure, of people face-tuning their photos,
right.
Of people not wanting to post their natural-looking bodies because they think that they're ugly.
Well, and her natural-looking body is banging, so if she's embarrassed of that, I'm going to go find this rock right over here and go burrow under it. You know what I mean? Especially after the last
absolutely.
Year. It's time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, me too.
But she did make a comment, and she said, like, years of being under the microscope, years of people calling me fat, years of people calling me OJ's daughter. I don't like to put anything on the internet that I haven't edited. Because then when I get comments, I know it's not about me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like it's a deep thing, and it obviously has everything to do with her, nobody else.
True. I mean, I do agree with that. She has been the face of like the quote, which is not true, the ugly Kardashian, the ugly sister.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been very open about that, about changing her body.
Right.
She had the reality show Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian.
Right.
She has gotten constant amounts of surgery.
Consistent. True.
Which I think now it's gone too far.
Really?
And I think I've said that on this podcast.
Did you say it about this person? No, Martha Stewart. You said it about Martha Stewart.
Oh yeah. Well, I said Martha Stewart's done.
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done with her.
But I think I think Chloe's nose now, it ruined her face.
Really?
I'm going to say it. I think she still looks great, obviously, but I didn't think she needed that much. I mean, you could do a lot with makeup, so it's
exactly,
like,
yeah. Well, I think that was the other piece. There was no tan in this photo and no makeup. So it's like very natural and very normal. That's what we look like when we put on our bikinis, you know, kind
absolutely.
Of. So yes. That's tough. I feel bad for her. I don't know. If it hadn't been such a big deal and she wasn't sicking lawyers on people, I think it wouldn't have been this crazy. I think she could have.
Not at all. I'm sure there's some old pictures of them floating around that they haven't caught on to, you know.
Right, exactly.
Do you edit your photos?
Well,
be honest. We don't have to say which ones.
No, I mean, I haven't posted a photo since 2018. Actually, okay. Since 2019. Well, and
okay.
The one from Paris was the last one I posted. And we used Facetune because we just landed in Paris after traveling for 20 hours. Our eye bags were black. We had just left the Louvre. And I was covered in pimples.
Okay. You know what? I respect that. If you want to do a little bit, that's fine. If you want to cover pimples, if you want to cover a blemish, if you want to smooth a little bit of smoothing,
yeah.
I'm all for that. I get it. Obviously, you would do that in any photo.
Exactly. But I think this is also why, like, I don't even go on Instagram anymore because it's so harsh. It's so harsh and it's not real. And, you know, just because somebody's Instagram looks like they're on like running the world, there's a lot more to a person than just what they put out, you know, to the public. And totally. So I think that could really mess with you.
Yeah, I don't like people who edit the shape of their body with Facetune and distort things. And newsflash, people who do this, it's pretty obvious most of the time.
Well, if you see these people in person, you're like, oh, yikes, what happened? And that's never cute. Like, you don't want people to think you look one way, then they see you in person and they're like, yikes, did she
eat? Because you know what happens?
What?
Yeah, well, that, they keep, you start doing just a little, and yes, then you do more, and then you end up doing more and more and more, and then the railing in the picture is bent to a 90-degree angle. So I will adamantly not, I adamantly don't edit any photos. I don't use FaceTime, even for Facetune. Excuse me, I keep saying FaceTime. But see, I would rather not post a picture at all.
Exactly.
If I had blemishes or something, I'd be like, nope, I'll keep that for my personal photo album. But I know my, you know, learn your angles.
Yeah.
There's plenty of natural ways to enhance your body without using Facetune and without having to lie.
Will you help me find my angles?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Because I've been on this earth for 28 years and I don't even know my angles anymore. Especially after this last year. I haven't taken one photo except for like an ugly photo that I shouldn't be sharing with people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, next time we're together, we'll do a big photo shoot and we'll get outfits.
No, see, that's what I'm terrified. No. We just need to do a class to go over my best angles for moi.
Oh, my God. I know. All right. Well, on that note, Chloe, you're beautiful.
Chloe, we love you. You've always been my favorite. Keep it up.
Well, Courtney's my favorite.
Courtney?
Chloe, you're good, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really. Poosh. Okay.
Yes. But Chloe, either way, you're better than Kendall and Kylie put together. So.
Oh, times 5,000.
So anything else? Any final comments?
Nope.
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 That's it. All right. Well, that is our deep dive into Facetune and the Khloe Kardashian saga. So.
You're welcome.
Moving on. Okay, you guys, so this is old goss, but today we're going to venture back into our favorite segments that we've done once, Skirt the Issue. Today, we are talking about the college admissions scandal. So, obviously, this is very old news, so if you haven't heard about this, where have you been?
You have to get to knowing about it.
Times have, this is like come and gone, and then
you
now
have to know.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know. So Netflix released a new documentary a little while ago. It's about the college admissions scandal. Right. It reenacts some of the phoned conversations between the guilty parties.
And Rick Singer.
And it explains a little bit about, it gives a lot of details in a nice dramatic way. So we never really, did we even cover this when it was happening? I think we said like one thing, but it wasn't very.
I have to retract my statement.
Okay.
Because after fact checking and watching the documentary, I have to say that when I first saw the scandal,
yeah.
At first I was just like, oh, parents do this all the time. Parents pay loads of money, donate buildings, donate teams, donate uniforms. They donate everything. They go above and beyond for their kids. So at the time when the scandal first was announced, I was like, people, this is not that big of a deal. Is it bad? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the deception that really, like, there is, it's one thing to donate tons of money, donate things. It's another to do this.
I mean,
what Rick Singer and his clients did. That's a whole other moral thing. I think it was really deceptive. I think it's really calculated. I think it really showed lack of moral judgment. I think that I was so disappointed in the schools that all the schools are in on it. USC, Yale, Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, very sad. It's very sad.
So basically this documentary, to really sum it up, presented this as, there is the regular way to get into these schools, which is applying. There's
the front door.
The front door. And then there's the back door, which is basically like donating a shit ton of money. Getting a building name.
$50 million.
Yeah, like building a building on campus or something.
Yep.
And getting in that way, which again is, quote, really not a guarantee, but like whatever.
Right.
And then there's this way, which is what was going on, which is the side door, which is funneling money here and there, faking that your child was an athlete when they weren't, changing test scores, basically purely cheating the system.
Exactly. And I understand, well, both of us, we both went through our college sports. We were both in, what's it called?
The athletics program?
Yes, we were both in the athletics department. Though we weren't the large teams, we for sure know what it's like to be required and be an athletics member. Mm-hmm. However, athletics is not going to fund you. On the dance team at UOP, we had to do all of our own fundraising. No one gives you money. Mm-hmm. So if a family is going to come and say, hey, we'd like to donate $100,000 to the dance team, that's really attractive. Because normally the dance team, the cheer teams, the women's soccer team doesn't get that kind of publicity.
And
that kind of fundraising. Even when the soccer teams or the sailing teams do fundraising, all that money goes to the money-making teams, which are men's basketball, men's football. And so you're doing all the work and you're not getting to keep any of the money. And so I get it. I get where the desperation comes from. I get where the lure comes from. Rick Singer found a weakness and went after it.
Of course.
But wow. And the way these parents talk about their kids, I think that was really hard too, because the kids think they're getting in on their own merit.
Yeah.
That was really rough.
I would have been curious to see if the kids did know about it, where that,
true.
You know what I mean? Like, would these kids have put up with their parents doing that? I don't know. I don't know.
This is really funny, and it's not funny. It wasn't funny then, but for me, if I could survive the SAT, that was a win.
Yeah.
It was never like, if this ever happened in my world and we got the SAT score back and it's like 1785, I would know.
Is that good? I don't even know.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's at a 1600, excuse me. So if I got a 1585.
That's really good. 1785.
If I got even a 1500, I would have to tell my parents something happened. This is not my test.
My parents
and I, we didn't even talk about the ACT. It was pretty much a no-brainer
that
I am not going to be taking the ACT.
I'm dead.
But there were so many, like, for kids who did study and then all of a sudden get this great score and think they earned that score when in reality somebody took the test for them. Their parents paid $15,000 to have the test taken for them after they left the testing room.
Yeah.
Rough.
I will say, now that I've thought about it for a whole 2 minutes, 3 minutes,
okay.
I would not be down to fake my way in via the sports method that they were doing. Like, I would probably be like, okay, this is a lot. Like, this is a little much to be like taking Photoshopped pictures, adding like sports to my resume. But
yes.
I do think if someone was like, I have a way to get your test scores up, I think I would have taken that.
I think, yes.
I really, thinking back, like in high, like as a test score, like if I had that opportunity in a real test during our high school, I feel like I would have taken it. You know, I did my fair share of a little bit of, you know, nothing dramatic, but a little cheating here and there, a little writing on the palm, a little, you know.
Of course. But you know what? That's the difference. You cheating is different than your parents cheating for you.
Well, that's true.
Because all the kids, many of the kids, especially Olivia Jade, was very vocal that she did not want to go to college. I do not want to go to college.
That's the other thing.
And the CEO of Hot Pockets, her daughter, she literally called her older daughter an idiot. And her, it's just like, it's a little bit different because I think we've all cheated. I mean, raise your hand if you cheated in high school all the time. I mean, I was going for musical theater. I was bound for Broadway. Get this chemistry test out of my face because I need to go to choir ASAP. That was my high school experience.
Oh my God,
I'm just kidding. Mom
so
and Dad,
good.
I really appreciated St. Francis High School. It was the best place ever.
Yeah.
And I really did take my education seriously. Anyway, But I am saying this was eye-opening, this documentary. I do hope it was all factual and true, and those conversations were the actual conversations had. But yikes, the pressure.
Did say at the beginning of the documentary that some of the conversations had been modified slightly.
Oh, it did? Missed that.
Yeah, a little bit. Which, I mean, that's expected. You know what I mean? I don't know how much they did, but...
Yeah.
Obviously. You know what? To me, this isn't surprising. It's not... I think it's already probably happening again.
Yeah, you were never surprised. You were like, why is this so shocking to you? I don't understand. And, you know, my roommate and I were watching this documentary, and we're just like... What's wrong with University of Idaho? What's wrong with University of the Pacific? Like, come on. College is college, and I understand that some schools hold greater weight than others, absolutely.
Yeah.
But do you think Stanford's going to be looked at a little bit differently after all this?
Well, especially for these kids that have nothing, that don't really give a shit what they're majoring. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Who cares if you're majoring in communications? Who cares if you're at Stanford or the University of Idaho? You know what I mean? That's
exactly.
The difference. It's all these parents. But I really, you know, we're a society that you can throw money at a problem and it gets fixed. And you can take that.
Do you think Rob Kardashian actually got into USC?
I don't know.
Or is that a little backdoor action?
I don't know. You also, like, I'm sure he could be classified as a minority in some weird way.
Oh, my God.
For the record.
But I don't know. Now I'm rethinking about all of my friends, where we all ended up. It's just so interesting. And seeing some of these kids on this documentary who did all the AP classes and did all the stuff and did all the test prep and just did homework forever. I wasn't like that, unfortunately, but
nope.
I was making my audition tapes. My parents were fortunate enough to fly and audition for so many schools. That was my lane, LOL.
Yeah.
I'm a communications major, but at the time that was it for me. Rather than AP science or whatever, I was in.
Yeah.
I had to go to dance, and I had to go to rehearsal, and mm-hmm. I had to do this, this, and this, and we had performances, and I guess in my own right, I was in my own lane, but I really feel for the kids where academia is it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're competing with billions of dollars.
Well, that's the issue. It's like our whole society is around how much money do you have, and you can take
right.
that from, like, you want something done, you throw money at it. You can take that down to, like, I need my photo hung up today. Let me throw some money at someone else to do it. You know?
Exactly.
You have your money and you use your money to fix your problem. And that's,
exactly.
I mean, I think the bigger problem here in general.
Yes, this is what gets
which
you.
Is why I think it really didn't surprise me at all. Because it's like, yeah, these people have billions of dollars. Throw some money. $500,000 to a millionaire, to a billionaire. Well, $500,000 to a multimillionaire is nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a car to them. It's one less car. It's like, let me sell
exactly.
one or two of my stocks this year, you know, and I'll make that money back. And then, you know, I do think you and I grew up in an affluent area.
Yeah.
Status. It's all status. You know?
It's crazy.
These kids don't give a shit where they're going to college, to an extent, but the parents want the status of having their kids go to Stanford and to USC.
Which is crazy.
Which plays into exactly what the documentary said, that all these colleges, it's all a status thing.
Yep.
In the first place. These colleges are a high status because they've made themselves a high status for no reason except for that.
It's crazy.
So
go Tigers. Go freaking Tigers all day, every day. I'll be sending in my little donation from my corner of the world that I.
So good.
Yeah.
So that's
wild.
That's
the issue, and we skirted it.
That's the issue. Yeah, let us know what you think, Gospas. Send us an email. How do you think, or maybe did your parents use Rick to get you into college?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Please tell us.
We'll keep you anonymous.
Yep. Maybe. Or maybe we'll send it right over to Netflix.
That's how we're going to make our podcast huge.
Yeah.
By name dropping.
Yeah. Following up on the college scandal, we are finding more people after the fact. Years later.
So good. Oh my God. And that, Gospas, is the closing of the vault. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. You can always write us an email at 1-800-HOT-GOSS@gmail.com. You can follow us on both Instagram and Twitter at 1-800-HOT-GOSS. Send us an email. Send us a DM. If you want to hear us talk about something, if you want the goss on a certain someone or a certain topic, we are here for you. On that note, I'm Mikey. And my co-host is Lexi, and this is 1-800-HOT-GOSS. Goss you later!